This is a test call for OMAX training class. I will be on this call to go over the dispositions with training agents. Okay. Oh, that's going to get on my nerves. Hold on, y'all. Let me fix. Turn my volume down on my phone. All right. So we're going to leave that. So with our dispositions, there are a pretty good bit about them. So account modify subscription is if this is if they ever need to change like the shipping date or if they want to change what products they're getting. Pretty much if they say that they want to make the edit, you'll use the account maintenance modify subscription. If they want to change the address, you will account maintenance update address. If they update a payment method, you'll fill out that Google Doc that pops with the script page, and you'll disposition the call as update payment method. Remember, if you auto wrap on OMAX, it is an auto fail. I cannot stress that enough. Please don't get an auto fail. It's super simple. You have plenty of time to make sure you disposition the call. For billing error, this is if a customer is supposed to be refunded, call back in, and the refund shows our process on our end. You'll, of course, add that to the Google Doc for admin to look into, and you'll disposition as billing error. If they're calling in and their account is in a chargeback status, you will disposition the call as billing chargeback. If their account is in a refund or if they're calling to inquire about a refund, status on refund for the billing category. There are a lot of different type of canceled. We have can't afford financial, did not see results, did not use, doctor told them not to use it, they don't like subscriptions, extraneous circumstances, like that one customer I had yesterday, his dad died, so we canceled due to that, and that was our disposition. If they have already previously accepted an extension from another agent before and they're calling back in and they don't want your extension, you'll cancel previously saved. That's if there's no other discounts available. If they cancel due to side effects, that is not the same as their doctor told them not to use it. If they cancel due to side effects, meaning like with the O-shot, just using that one for an example because it's a topical. We can also use the cryofreeze if they did like me and got hives when they used it. That's canceled due to side effects. Hang up, caller disconnected. That's pretty obvious. Hang up, ghost call. That means no one was on the line when you answered, but there was no countdown timer and you were able to do your closing spiel. If they call in and ask questions about OMAX, inquiry about company. If they're calling to ask about OMAX products, even if they're like a third-party purchaser, inquiry product questions. If they're calling to see when their next shipment is, inquiry subscriptions. If they want to add an item to their subscription, they're an existing subscriber, we're just adding an item. I did not notate that lady's account. We'll go back and do that. Excuse me. If they are calling to check and see when their next order or if their current order is shipping, we're dispositioning as checking on an or as order, checking on an order or shipping status. If they've never ordered with us before, like no previous accounts in either OLX or Shopify, it's order place new order. When we start accepting returns again, if you issue an RMA on a call or if a customer calls in to check on the status of their RMA, you will disposition as order RMA. If a customer is claiming they never received their shipment, order replacement or reship, if that's what you do on the call. Well, of course, we got the prank call options. Excuse me, you guys, I'm sorry. If a customer calls in, like with the gentleman I had yesterday, the one that was claiming to be on a one-time shipment, I managed to save him not with the extension I gave him. I managed to save him with the skills, which was simply explaining why the subscription was a benefit to him. And then if we would have offered a different product, save change offer, if that saved the customer. If we offered a discount, save discount. If we changed the date, again, we don't disposition. If the customer asks for an extension, it is not a save. But if they're calling to cancel and you tell them, I can push you out to such and such date, subscription date save. If you upsell any of the little items that are not one of the four core products, no matter what else you do on a call, disposition as upsell with whichever one, whether it be core or the little ones. And of course, we do occasionally get the wrong number. That does occur. Usually they're calling in for a company called Omega XL. We are not the same. That is another company. They're located in Florida. No, we don't have their phone number. No, we're not going to look it up for them. That's the end of dispositions for me to go over. Lady and gentlemen, questions? Austin, feel free to Teams. Yeah. Okay. So does everyone understand the importance of dispositioning a call? Accurately. Like, you really do have plenty of time. And if you know you're going to run out of after call work, take your butts to follow up. Two minutes, which means there is absolutely no reason for anyone to get an auto wrap. If you know your notations and stuff are going to take a little longer than needed, let's see. Hold on. We'll do inquire about company.